Of course, the other big religious holiday this weekend, Passover. Sundown marks the beginning for Jews around the world. Here in Seattle, the Jewish community has historically been pretty small. But a recent study shows that Seattle's Jewish community has grown significantly since 2001.
The estimate from the previous study, which was conducted in 2000 to 2001, was that there were about 37,200 Jews in the greater Seattle area. Our study put the estimate at 63,400. So it's about a 70% difference over 14 years.
That's Matt Boxer, a researcher from Brandeis University, part of a team commissioned by the Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle to study the Jewish population here. He told Marcy Silman why Seattle's Jewish population has grown so much.
Jews tend to move to places where there are good jobs available, because we tend to be highly educated, and Seattle has an awful lot of good jobs. Seattle Jews are even more highly educated than most local Jewish communities on a whole. Nationally, about 58% of American Jews who are 25 or older have at least a college degree. In Seattle, it's 89%, which is huge, but it's about what you'd expect given what the dominant industries are in the area. You think about the high-tech sector, Microsoft, Boeing, Amazon, a number of other big businesses, Starbucks, Nordstrom, and even Google. It stands to reason Jews are going to be very attracted to live in the Seattle area.
You mentioned that this city's Jewish population was perhaps a bit more educated, more college educated than some of the other cities that you've surveyed. How else does Seattle's Jewish population differ?
Well, I think the other big difference is that it's less religious than most Jewish communities. Jews tend to define themselves a little bit differently than most religious groups. You hear about lapsed Catholics, for instance. But people tend to think of, if you're Catholic, that's your religion. Your religion is Catholicism, whether you're practicing or not. For Jews, Judaism is in many ways more of an ethnic or cultural identity. Nationally, 22% of Jews identify as, we call them, Jews not by religion. These are people who they're culturally Jewish, they're ethnically Jewish, perhaps they were raised Jewish, they had Jewish parents. They very strongly identify with Jewish culture, but if you ask them what their religion is, they'll tell you they're atheist or they're agnostic. They won't tell you that they're Jewish by religion. So nationally, that's 22% of the population. In Seattle, it's 32%, and that's probably one of the highest proportions of any large Jewish community in the country.
Well, so Matt, you and I are speaking the morning before the start of the Passover holiday, which begins at sunset. So given that we have this greater percentage of non-practicing Jews in the Seattle area, what does Passover, what might it look like here, if at all?
You have a higher percentage of non-practicing Jews, but you still have roughly two-thirds practice Judaism as a religion, and there's certain rituals associated with the Passover holiday that are nearly universal in the American Jewish community. So, for instance, a lot of people have been cleaning out their houses. You might think of this as sort of spring cleaning on steroids. Traditionally, Jews aren't supposed to have anything we call it chametz. We can't have bread that's risen, and so a lot of people clean out all of the bread from their houses because the tradition is when our ancestors were slaves in Egypt, and Moses was leading them to freedom under command of God, they didn't have time for their bread to rise. They only had enough time to bake unleavened bread, we refer to this as matzah. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with matzah. It's some people really like it. I feel like it has the consistency of drywall and slightly less flavor.
I like it.
Well, all right. So, I said different tastes for different people. I think that's one thing that a lot of people will be doing. The other thing, and this is actually much more common, Jews the first night and frequently the second night of Passover as well sit down for a ritual meal called a Seder.
So people who maybe wouldn't even identify themselves as religious practicing Jews might be having a Seder.
Absolutely. And it's not uncommon for non-Jews to come to the Seder as well. The Seder is a ritual retelling of the Exodus story from Egypt. It's a festive meal, first and foremost. There's a lot of wine. You're actually, part of the ritual is at specific times you drink an entire cup of wine. It's four cups over the course of the Seder. But, there's special foods that go along with it. It's a good time for family and friends to get together. It's actually one of the most important holidays on the Jewish calendar.
Matt Boxer, a researcher from Brandeis University, part of a team commissioned by the Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle to study the Jewish population here. He was speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman. Sundown this evening marks the beginning of Passover, and Sunday, of course, is Easter. This is The Record on KUOW.